So much of that get the drink is about the future as well, right? It's about, if I do this thing, I'll have a good future. I'll feel better. I'll like it. It'll be fun. It'll be okay just this once. You know, it'll be a good future. So we're future focused. On the other hand, when we're dropped in the moment, feeling whole, not caught up in the future, with a sense of spaciousness. So over here is this siren song, like Circe and Ulysses. Come here, sailors, come here. It'll be nice. Don't notice those pigs in the corner. It'll be fun. You'll like it on my island. See all these beautiful dancing girls? See all these feasts? Come, come. But if you're mindfully aware, that siren song from Circe is contained in a vast sea of awareness rather than you're glued to it and she's singing in your ear. So what's happening in your brain when you're doing that is really interesting. Midline activity decreases. You have a sense of networks on the side of the brain, especially the right hemisphere of the brain for right-handed people, get more active. And in your attentional systems, a more ancient attentional system starts getting engaged that brings you right into the present moment with its continual updating of consciousness. So, and you're less compelled. When you're in that state of being, you're much less compelled by the drink. So ways to, you can train in these ways of being that stimulate the lateral networks and the lower attentional system. You can train in it through having a mindfulness practice. So you're growing the flower in general before you go to the bar. In other words, off stage, off the playing field, you develop resources, muscles, so that when you're in that situation and, you know, the siren song is singing to you, you're more resourced. In the moment, what you can also do is draw on whatever you've grown to move more into spacious mindfulness. And some really cool ways to do this, totally separate from having a meditation practice, are be aware of your body as a whole. Get a sense of breathing on the left side of your torso, the right side of your torso, left and right together. Front and back together. And then by extension, getting a sense of your whole body. As soon as you go into something as a whole, this linear, one part after another, fixation on parts kind of processing that's associated with the midline fades, and you're into holistic gestalt processing, which these lateral networks are involved with, also centered in the right hemisphere because it does holistic gestalt visual spatial processing. So get a sense of your body as a whole. Naturally, people can just try it. It's great. It's a trick. It's a great trick. Just get a sense of your body as a whole. You can even bring in other things like, there I am, I'm aware of my body as a whole, I'm aware of sounds as a whole. You're creating much more spaciousness.
Hello, this is Lynn Fraser with the Killaby Center Radical Recovery Summit. We are so excited to bring you the lineup for January 10th to 19th, 2020. Go to radicalrecoverysummit.com to see the new headliners for 2020 and to sign up. You can watch free January 10th to 19th or buy an all-access pass.